This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with James Gardner. His book explores the Louvre inside and out. The book is called The Louvre, The Many Lives of the World's Most Famous Museum. James, would you say generally what's in the Louvre now is not controversial like some of the stuff that's in the British Museum taken from Greece and so on?
Well, I mean, it depends. If you look at the labels, most people when they go to the Louvre or to museums in general, they don't really concern themselves too much with provenance, where the object right. came from. If you were to do that in the Louvre, you'd see all sorts of interesting things. The first thing you'd see, the most innocuous, is it says saisie révolutionnaire, revolutionary seizure. In other words, those were objects that are still in the Louvre that were taken from aristocrats and wealthy bourgeois who fled the country during the revolution. And so that was taken and it remains in the Louvre. Then you have things like, probably the most conspicuously, Veronese's great Feast in the House of Levy, which it was stolen essentially from the Chiesa di San Giorgio Maggiore in Venice. And it's probably the biggest canvas painting in the Louvre. And it's facing the Mona Lisa. And so that was taken and it was never given back.
Hmm.
And one of the reasons it was never given back is that it was deemed too fragile to make the trip back to Venice, which doesn't make sense because they could bring it from Venice.
It made it one way, it could make it the other way.
Yeah. So they exchanged that for a rather middling painting by Lebrun, Charles Lebrun, who was not nearly as great a painter as Veronese. So you have a number of works from Giotto's, for example, that were taken during under Napoleon and right. never given back.
Okay.